Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilli, I'm Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn what is the difference between a portable class library and a shared project when creating Xamarin.Forms applications. Here I have created a Xamarin.Forms application that uses the portable class library. For that, I do have here a project called PCL, or my portable class library. From this portable class library, I can access all the API that came with the Xamarin.Forms NuGet packages. And those API lives in Xamarin.Forms.core platform, XAML, or even in the .NET subset library. So here in my main page, I do have a label. I can access this label to change its properties depending on the device I am running on. So if I'm on iOS, I want the label to be displayed in red. On Android, it will be on green. From the PCL, or the Portable Class Library, if we try to access the API that is specific to one platform, let's say, for example, I want to access the UI label that exists only on the iOS API, then I cannot do that. Here I cannot add a reference to this UI label. The same thing if I want to access, for example, the text view that exists only on Android API, then of course I cannot do that. Why this limitation? That's because in the PCL, we only can access those API or those NuGet packages. Anything outside of those references, we cannot access it. Remember, at the end, our PCL, if we go to its properties, is a subset that should support all of these platforms. So it will take, or it will be actually a subset of all of these platforms. Anything that is defined in one platform and not the other, it will not be supported in PCL. So what now if we choose to work with shared projects? So let's add a shared project to this solution. For that, I'll go to my solution, right-click, and then click Add New Project. And from here, I go and select C#, then look for shared project. I'll add this one. Let's call it shared project, then add it to our solution. Click reload. The shared project here, it's an empty project, but we can paste this main page from the PCL to the shared project. By doing that, now we get another main page in our shared project in which we do have the same hello label, and we can also do anything that we can do from the PCL project. Now, to support or to call the main page from this shared project, we should add references to it. You see that for the iOS project, the Android or the UWP all have references to the PCL project. So to use the shared project, you should also add a reference to it. So let's add those references from here iOS, also from Android. Go add reference. Then from the shared projects here, select this one. And also we'll do the same for the UWP project so that we can access all the classes inside the shared project. Great. Now you see that hello label, we can access its text color to change it depending on the platform that I'm running on. But more than that, in the shared project, and what is exciting about shared project is that we can access the specific API code. We can access the UI label, for example, that exists on iOS. You see here, I can do that, and it appears in IntelliSense. So I can do UI label. I'll just add that reference. You see here, it adds UI kit. I cannot add this reference inside my PCL project. I can only do this in on the shared project. So let's define our label. Let's see, equal new UI label. This is really unique about shared projects. We do also can access the API elements that are specific to Windows UWP. We can say, for example, text block. But here it doesn't, I can't get text block. But if I go here and change this one, you see here I get all the three platforms. If I choose UWP, then you see here I can access the text block and add the reference to that text block, which is inside my Windows UWP API. Let's create that text block. Let's call it text block equal new text block. Great. Now that we have added the text block and changed it, this one here to UWP, I get an error in my for my iOS specific code. Why is that? That's because the shared project now is considered as a UWP class library. So it supports only the specific code for the UWP. But if I go back and change this to iOS, then I get the iOS code working fine and not recognizing the Windows UWP code. Here it goes in red to say it's an error. And here, shared project come with another concept, which is the if def. If I go here to my iOS project, right click and select properties, you see that here I have those, here I go to the build item here, and here you see that I get this conditional compilation symbols. It defines three symbols that I can use from my shared project. So here I have one called iOS, I copy that. And I'll use that one to say that my project could run on iOS. The way to do that is by defining that compilation property. Right here we say if, and then the syntax we say here, we will copy that one for iOS. So if we are running this shared project as part of the iOS project, then we'll call the UI label. So let's end that call. If iOS, then we'll create the label, and if, and the specific code for iOS ends with this and if. What's now if we are running that this code for UWP? So for UWP, we do have almost the same thing. We can say if, and here you see that we have the if conditional compilation for UWP. Let's end it, and if. Great, so now what we are saying here is that if we are running this shared project as part of my iOS application, I'll go and call or create a UI label. If I'm inside my UWP project, then I call the text block. Now, what about Android? So it's almost the same thing. We do have if. But in the default values defined here, we do not have an if Android. So, as there is an if for iOS, we can create one for Android. So let's go to the Android project, which is here. Go to its properties, go to the build menu here, and here you see that its conditional compilation symbols is empty. So we can create one ourselves. So let's call it, for example, Android. Great. And let's save this so we can recognize it from our C# code. So here I can come and say if, then I get the conditional compilation for my Android project. Now if I'm running this on an Android project, then I want to call something that exists only on the Android API. That thing could be TextView, for example. But you see here, I don't have IntelliSense to help me to recognize the API inside the Android. For that, I can go here and select Android. Then I can type TextView. And here immediately I get the IntelliSense helping me to get the UI element or to access the API inside the Android project. You see here it's the text view inside the Android.widget namespace. So let's select that one and let's call it text view equal new text view. We should specify an application context for our text view, and here I go and create a context by calling application.context. Now you see that on top of this file I'm getting some errors here for the using. So here, as I am choosing the Android project here, it won't recognize the UI kit which comes from the iOS project or the Windows UI XAML controls which comes from my UWP project. So again, the solution is to use if def compilation items. So I can say here if I'm in my UWP Windows project, then I want to add that namespace. And if, and here the Android widget exists only on the Android namespace. So I can say if Android, then I want to include this namespace. And if it's not Android, then I want not to include that one. The same thing here. We'll say if I am in my running this shared project inside the iOS application, then I want to include the UI kit. Great. Also here you see that this namespace android.app.application is part of my Android project, so I can just remove it right to here to say if I'm running this as part of my Android project, I want to include those two namespaces. Now you see if I change to another one, to iOS for example, then the Android and the Windows specific code will be grayed, and that helps me to recognize which code is concerned in this context. So the difference between the shared project and the PCL, you see here that the shared project adds lots of these if def elements. Those are the things that making shared project unique and more powerful than the portable class library are actually the things that are making people recommending to not using shared projects, because here you see that these if defs are they will become a lot of blocks with if defs, and in each part of my app I do have those if defs. This will make my code really difficult to understand. You choose the shared project when you don't have a solution with the PCL project. Again, remember that with the with the portable class library, we can access specific code through custom renderer, dependency server, or IOC dependency injections. So leave the shared project as your last solution for the problems you might find in your application. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.